Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Sorry, your line just broke up there. Yes, a little bit. Typically, they're the most. W actually FBI. I'd go for the FBI. They do, but the WRX is going to be weaker. Yeah, stay away from the WRX. Weak? Not weak in particular. They are easy to break. If you've done the wrong things to them, like if it's modified and not tuned, that all that sort of stuff. Really depends on what you're using it for. So the 25, you can make more power. The EJ20s are more reliable, but you just can't make the same power. Yeah. Leo's garage. That's just a standard 2.5. Yeah, so that's just a standard 2.57. Yeah. So the semi-closed deck is factory on. What's that, sorry? Okay, so it's pretty heavily modified too. It really depends on the car, who's tuned it, like how old that engine is, who's built it as well. Yeah, it's hard to say without seeing the car. But then if you bought like an 08 WRX standard, I wouldn't recommend Yeah, don't buy a WRX. Yeah. Very, very prone to breaking because people just mistreat them more because they're a cheaper car. So they're a lot more prone to breaking. The 207s are normally, yeah, they're pretty decent. It's a safer bet, yeah. They're internally they're stronger. So they're actually a forged motor, the 207s, from factory. Five. No, they're all EJ25s, except for all the Japanese ones. Anything that's like JDM will be 207s. Yeah, that'll be an import. Not really, just if they're rusty or not. Yeah, the imports can be rusty sometimes. Yeah. Not easy. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, done. Easy. All good. Thanks. See ya.